Harper Audio presents Guys Read Frost and Fire by Ray Bradbury, performed by Paul Baymer. During the night, Sim was born. He lay wailing upon the cold cave stones. His blood beat through him 1,000 pulses each minute. He grew steadily. Into his mouth his mother, with feverish hands, put the food. The nightmare of living was begun. Almost instantly at birth his eyes grew alert, and then, without half understanding why, filled with bright, insistent terror. He gagged upon the food, choked, and wailed. He looked about, blindly. There was a thick fog. It cleared. The outlines of the cave appeared, and a man loomed up, insane and wild and terrible. A man with a dying face, old, withered by winds, baked like adobe in the heat. The man was crouched in a far corner of the cave, his eyes whitening to one side of his face, listening to the far wind trumpeting up above on the frozen night planet. Sim's mother, trembling now and again, staring at the man, fed Sim pebble fruits, valley grasses, and ice nipples broken from the cavern entrances, and eating, eliminating, eating again. He grew larger, larger. The man in the corner of the cave was his father. The man's eyes were all that was alive in his face. He held a crude stone dagger in his withered hands, and his jaw hung loose and senseless. Then, with a widening focus, Sim saw the old people sitting in the tunnel beyond this living quarter, and as he watched, they began to die. Their agonies filled the cave. They melted like waxen images, their faces collapsed inward on their sharp bones, their teeth protruded. 1 minute their faces were mature, fairly smooth, alive, electric. The next minute a desiccation and burning away of their flesh occurred. Sim thrashed in his mother's grasp. She held him.
No, no.
She soothed him, quietly, earnestly, looking to see if this too would cause her husband to rise again. With a soft, swift padding of naked feet, Sim's father ran across the cave. Sim's mother screamed. Sim felt himself torn loose from her grasp. He fell upon the stones, rolling, shrieking with his new, moist lungs. The webbed face of his father jerked over him. The knife was poised. It was like one of those prenatal nightmares he'd had again and again while still in his mother's flesh. In the next few blazing, impossible instants, questions flicked through his brain. The knife was high, suspended, ready to destroy him. But the whole question of life in this cave, the dying people, the withering, and the insanity surged through Sim's new, small head. How was it that he understood? A newborn child? Can a newborn child think, see, understand, interpret? No, it was wrong. It was impossible, yet it was happening. To him, he had been alive an hour now, and in the next instant, perhaps dead. His mother flung herself upon the back of his father and beat down the weapon. Sim caught the terrific backwash of emotion from both their conflicting minds.
"Let me kill him!"
shouted the father, breathing harshly, sobbingly.
"What has he to live for?"
"No, no!"
insisted the mother. And her body, frail and old as it was, stretched across the huge body of the father, tearing at his weapon.
"He must live! There may be a future for him. He may live longer than us and be young."
The father fell back against a stone crib, lying there, staring, eyes glittering. Sim saw another figure inside.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?